Well, Coach, obviously a tough way to end the season, especially the way you dominated play really right off of the opening faceoff here tonight.
Absolutely. I told the boys I thought we're the best team here. I still firmly believe it. They had a game plan, and they did a nice job within their game plan as far as packing it in and blocking shots and getting a good performance from their goalie. I still thought we had our chances. We had breakaways and our top kids that we want in those situations, all along with the goalie. We just didn't finish today. The kids played hard. They right to the final buzzer, played hard, played with class. Sometimes doesn't go your way. Yeah.
And like you said, you ran into a hot goaltender. I mean, he just would seem to be stopping everything. And then, of course, you got the post hit in that third period when it was anybody's game. I had one of the parents say to me after the game, with the way things went at the end of the season with the losing streak, they wondered if you'd even make the postseason. And here you had this great run, and unfortunately it just comes up a game short.
Yeah, we had a couple losses maybe towards the end of the season, but, we're playing a tough league against good teams. So, it's not like we were playing bad. The loss at New Hartford, a 2-1 loss in New Hartford against an excellent team and a tough place to play, 2-1 game. Actually, they played a similar game that game than what we saw tonight. It was packing in, block shots, try to keep our shots to the outside with a good goalie that can make those saves. I said sometimes it doesn't go your way. I thought we had plenty of chances to score. We had some good opportunities. It was a good team. We're playing against a good team, so it's not like we underperformed or anything like that. I thought we played well. Just played a good team.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously it's going to be a tough ride home. But looking ahead, I mean, there's so much talent in the underclass, and you saw the way that second line played here tonight. They were just outstanding. Jude Diffin had a great game, and the defensive core, Austin Black and Ross Bergmaster. So things look good for next season.
Hopefully they liked the taste they got this year, and put their time and working in the off season and come back better than they are, and ready for a big season, because they're gonna have a bullseye in their chest, and everyone will be looking to take us down. That's just how it works, and they got a lot to do in the off season to get ready to, step up to where they need to be next year.
And lastly, what can you say about the support of the fans, the students, and the community as a whole?
Well, we told the boys after the game that, as much as it stings, you still can't hang your head, or, you got to be proud of what you did. How we moved the community and the school district and all the support they had, it's just fabulous. If you look at the people that came tonight, the alumni from the program that drove hours yesterday and then hours today just to watch them play. It's a special group, and they had a lot of support, and well-deserved, though. They had a great season, and just class individuals on the team from start to finish, up and down the lineup, just great kids, great in the community, great student-athletes, just all around. It was fun for them. It was a hell of a ride.
Yeah.
I just feel bad it didn't last another day.
Yep, absolutely. And as an old hockey player, I can say it's been a heck of a ride for me, too. I've loved every minute of it, and congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.